This is NSN that you've been listening to. My name is Erkar. I'm here with Sky and Lewis. The music you were just listening to was from the Native Friendship Center's powwow that they had just a few months ago. And we're going to continue talking with Sky here about the funding drive that's very sorely needed here in Montreal, and especially helping all the brothers and sisters in this area, and just keeping keeping everyone warm this winter, because they said it was going to be an extremely cold winter this this year. So Sky, tell us more about the funding drive, and what else is there the Montreal community can do? Is it because I know that there's this time of year is always that. There's always that need this time of year, and we'd like to know what else the Montreal community can do.
Well, I guess I'd like to repeat the fact that when you're living in poverty, the brightly lit windows and the sparkling lights and the Christmas trees are leaving out a large portion of the community. They kind of have their noses pressed against the glass, and they're hungry on New Year's Day. They're hungry on the 2nd, the 3rd, the 10th, the 25th of January. They're hungry on the 10th of December, and they're hungry on the 26th of December. So, you know, those dates are significant to those of us who may be in a position to celebrate them. But for some people that are living in poverty, every day is a day of hunger. Every day is a day of challenge. So if the people out in Montreal want to do something to make a difference, maybe they don't have a lot of money. Maybe they're a student. Maybe they can afford a can of sardines or a can of beans or, you know, some fresh fruit or something like that. Anything that we can do to help those who are having a struggle is valuable. And that includes warm clothing. That includes your favorite scarf. That includes a teddy bear for a child that might be, you know, in danger of being homeless. We also have people that are in hospital. So we're going to be outreaching to them as well with a teddy bear and a visit and maybe some candy canes. So I guess whatever your heart tells you that you could give without, you know, hurting your own family situation, your own personal situation would be very welcome.
Great. Now, the winter drive is going to be going on until the 21st. And again, that address is 2001 St. Lawrence. And their phone number is 499-1854. Right now I have with me Lewis Heng. He's an active volunteer fundraiser. Actually, he's been considered a star by Sky standards. So, Lewis, tell us about some of the fundraising and for the Winter Drive, and tell us some of the work that you do here at the Native Friendship Center.
I have been volunteering for the Native Center for more or less 7 months, and I basically volunteer where I'm needed. I started out working for Kawase, and then I moved on working with the youth center, and now I'm busy doing fundraising. It's called Intertribal Children's Christmas Fund. I'm trying to raise funds so we can be able to amass enough money to have a good Christmas dinner for all our children, and the leftover of that we'll be able to put into the food hampers and the daily budget that we need to be able to keep our lunch program going.
And so that intertribal youth drive that you're talking about, anyone can participate in this type of drive, right? Now, are you looking for volunteers to help you in this endeavor, or is the how does someone come to volunteer here?
Well, to volunteer with the Native Friendship Center, all you have to do is come into the Native Friendship Center and show yourself, and we'd be very happy to welcome you, and we'd ask you of what you'd like to do. If you like to work with youth, we'd put you to work with youth. If you like to travel around, we'd put you in the Kawase van. If you like to serve and work with the food, we can put you with a lunch program. There's a lot of volunteers that we need around here. We could also have administration volunteers because we have a lot of stats and things that we have to do, and basically come here and feel at home.
Great. Thanks very much, Lewis.